Well, the Leslie Groves Hospital rest home in the Dunedin suburb of Wakari has a couple of unexpected new residents. A fortnight or so ago, three Plymouth Rock Roosters came striding proudly into the hospital's grounds, and they haven't left since. Max Reed is the facility manager at the rest home, and he's on the line. Hi there, Max.
Hi, Jesse. How are you doing?
Good. Nice to chat to you. Hey, when did you first see these characters?
Well, they turned up unannounced about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Somebody pointed out that our front lawn, we've got a nice sort of park-like bit out the front of the hospital, and there were these three big, lovely grey roosters making themselves quite at home.
What did the residents make of them?
I think both the residents and the staff were a bit bemused by it.
Yeah.
They've been providing a range of entertainment, I guess you'd say, for everybody for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. What do they get up to in the daytime?
Generally, they just kind of peck around. We'd had some gardening work done, and I think the newly turned over soil was a bit of an attraction for them. Residents will go out and have a walk around the place, and the roosters will come up and say hello. And I have to say, some of the residents are more open to that than perhaps others. They're very, very friendly roosters, and they're certainly expecting to be fed at any opportunity.
Mm. Can you describe the roosters for us?
Big, I think, would be a good word. They're a lovely speckled grey. They're sort of grey and white, and they're larger than the resident cat, so the cat hasn't bothered them at all. And I don't know, we've had so many rooster phrases and rooster jokes over the last week, it's not funny, but they certainly rule the roost. And I think in terms of making their presence felt, one of the things that we've been planning on doing was getting a concrete path extended, and the roosters decided to help out the concrete contractors, despite the efforts of the contractors to shoo them away. And in the end, they've made three nice lines of rooster foot tracks across the new path. And to the credit, the contractors decided this looks kind of fun. We'll leave it there.
Yeah, that's got a nice story to it, doesn't it? It's not going to affect the quality of the path.
It is. It's good. It's been great. I mean, they will be moving on. They've been here for a short time, for a good time rather than a long time, I guess. But they've certainly made their mark in lots of ways. Yeah.
So, what about what roosters are known for? Crying at the crack of dawn.
Yes, they do everything that roosters are known for. It wasn't until day two that we realised that they were roosters, but at the crack of dawn, they certainly made their presence felt, and they have the usual other less savoury attributes of chickens. Their presence is well marked around the place, which has been one of the downsides of their presence.
So they've turned from cockadoodle-doos into cockadoodle-don'ts.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the plan then?
Aged care can be a pretty challenging environment, I guess, at times, in terms of staffing and funding and all of that sort of thing. So it's been a bit of it's certainly provided a bit of light relief for people. You know, maybe if we here's a big plea to the government, maybe if we got a bit more funding, we might be able to afford our own chickens rather than these interlopers.
Yeah. What is the plan with them? Because they have been fun, but I don't think you want them to stick around, do you?
Well, it's not ideal for us. I'm not sure it's ideal for them, but because this was covered in the Otago Daily Times this morning, we've been fielding a few phone calls. We've actually been fielding a few people that have just kind of turned up at the place not to visit residents but to visit the roosters, which is intriguing. But we have had one offer from someone who's got a 10-acre block on the outside of town, and he's already got some chickens and geese and ducks and so on, and he's happy to home them for their retirement, which is...
Oh, that's great news. You know, I thought you were going to tell me they were going to the SPCA to be put down.
Yeah, well, I don't know whether they would have put them down. My concern was that, you know, they might be boiled rather than billeted, and it's nice to know that they have got a retirement option of their own, really.
Yeah. You'd want a probably long, slow cooker rooster, wouldn't you? It'd be a bit
ornery. Yeah, it would. Yes.
That's good. Will any of your residents shed a tear when the friendly fowl are whisked off to this farm?
Yeah, I suspect one or two might. As I said, a lot of residents have been happy with them. Some of them have been a bit more perturbed, and they do require a bit of cleaning up afterwards. So it's not. You know, chicken tending is not really on the job description for most of the staff.
Hey, thanks for chatting to us, Max. Glad you've had a bit of an adventure at Leslie Grove's hospital rest time this week.
Absolutely. We've lost Auburn Street, but, you know, we've gained some roosters in return.
Yeah, unlikely they'll set any records, but still something to chat about, eh?
Yeah, all good.
Good stuff. Max Reed, Facility Manager of the rest home. And good to hear. I was about to put out an appeal if anyone nearby wanted to take these roosters, but it sounds like Max has got it sorted.